Gratitude is when my memory is in my heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Gratitude is when my memory is in my heart. Think about that. What is real gratitude? Do we like to have gratitude where people say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, that's so wonderful. Or when people give us gifts and say, this is an appreciation of what you've done. Or is it that you have done something nice and it's something that makes you happy and you just feel good about it and you have your gratitude? You see, the gratitude is in the memory. Now, if I say to you, I sure appreciate that coat you gave me. And you say, what coat did I give you? And I say, well, that coat, that one that had the nice collar on it, you know, the brown one with the deep brown collar and the deep pockets in it. Oh, yeah. Glad you like it. The coat was not given with joy. It was just given as just nothing, you know, and more to get rid of it, perhaps, than anything else, and thinking that I needed it, and so they gave it to me. Now, you see, you're saying, well, Herb, you're saying gratitude is in the giver, then. I said, oh, yes. Gratitude is in the giver, because if you give something because you love it, because you think it's wonderful, because you think it's something that you just want to give and share, not that somebody needs it or wants it or must have it, but you want to share what you have. this maybe isn't the best illustration, but a guy goes deer hunting and he catches a deer. Now, a deer is a lot of meat. And so he prepares that meat and makes it into steaks and makes it into chops and makes it into everything, you know. And then he goes around the neighborhood giving it to his friends. Now, the idea could be that he's getting rid of it, or the idea could be that he is sharing his proud catch, like when our dog comes in carrying a rabbit that he caught, you know. He's so proud of having caught that rabbit, he wants to share with us that he caught the rabbit. Now, if the hunter is doing that, then that's wonderful. But if the hunter is getting rid of the deer, because he doesn't want, his refrigerator's not big enough, and he doesn't want to pay for storing it someplace, and, you know, it's very foolish. Because if we get rid of something because we don't want it, then we give it to people who also don't want it. We give it to people who really have no interest in it, and who are not at all excited about him. Now, if you came up to me and you said, Herb, I went fishing yesterday and I caught a marlin. It is beautiful. See the picture here? Isn't that beautiful? I don't have too much left, but would you like a piece of it? I'd be so happy to share it with you because it tastes delicious, and I have made myself a couple of pieces of it, and oh, it's so wonderful. I say, well, why don't you keep it yourself? And, well, you know, I get my biggest joy out of sharing something that I love. So would you like to have a little piece of it? Well, okay, a little piece. And so you give him a little piece, and his wife is a good cook. And she makes it beautiful. And he eats that piece and he says, wow, you got any more of that? You know? But you see, when it's given in total love, when it's given in total delight of your having caught it or something of that nature, then it makes a lot of difference. It's like my friend who gave me a coat. And the coat was too short on the sleeves and had been worn for at least 1,000 years, maybe more. And it was quite a coat, but it was his favorite. And he said to me, Herb, I want you to have my favorite coat. And I said, no. Yeah. He said, Foglio, you don't want to do that. And he said, yes, I do. And I said, well, if you mean it, I will take it in the joy that you gave it to me. And I put it on, and it came up to my elbows almost. She's a much shorter man than I, and it really didn't cover my butt. Covered his very nice. But so what, you know, he gave it out of love. And I had the right to give it to someone else out of love too, or dispose of it however I wished, because the coat had seen its life, and it had its finale with me. And that's lovely, you know, that's really lovely. But gratitude is when the memory is in the heart. Now, I remember Fulvio, and I'll always remember him for that coat. Now, he and his wife were very generous people. And they were always giving me gifts, or giving me cards, or giving me a scarf, or giving me something. Now, I'm sure they gave it with love and out of their heart, but nothing was as significant. You say, well, because it was such a dumb gift? No, no. Nothing was so significant. I've been given dumb gifts by other people, too. And I don't remember them at all, because they were not given with love. But I remember this gift, because it was given with love, and to him it was not a dumb gift. It was something very precious to him. So you see, gratitude is really in the heart. Now, the coat had a short life with me, but it has a long, joyous memory. It has a long feeling of, I'm very happy, I'm very proud of it. You can see that gratitude, to be really gratitude, is in the heart, in the memory. It's in our thought about it. Now, Sylvia, when she was a little girl, and that was maybe about 70 years ago, when Sylvia was a little girl, she was riding on a train and she lost her purse on the train. And Sylvia said, no, 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 it's just misplaced. It'll come to me. But when it came to her, the conductor gave it to you, or somebody gave it to you?
The station manager.
The station manager. See, she knows. And did he have a name?
Sure.
And do you know what he looked like? Mm-mm. You're not helping me at all. The thing is, I would think that the person who returned her purse to her was such a precious memory in her heart, because he brought it back. Now, true, there was a whole line of events that brought it back, but he brought it back, and it was her belief and her love. She didn't need that purse. She didn't need that money, except it was her money, and it was her purse, and she was very concerned about it. And so whoever returned that purse, they should be in her gratitude eternally, as a memory of joy, as a memory of great thanksgiving. And we should all do these things, you know, not that we need to have gratitude and memory and so forth, but whenever a gift is given and we really love it, whenever a thing is done out of the kindness of our heart, out of the fullness of our heart, then everyone really appreciates it and everyone loves it. And we do too. So let's just always remember, gratitude is when my memory is in my heart of the gift, of the activity, of whatever it may have been. And it's pretty exciting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Think on these things. They're pretty wonderful. Give everything from your heart and watch how your happiness grows every time you think of anything you do. Not remembering the gift so much, but remembering the gratitude, the goodness you felt in giving something that really meant something to you. So have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.